Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Moorhill Mount Academy girls and basketball coach Luke Knoll after a pair of wins from last week and, well, I guess this week as well. First, Coach, you guys win a 32-28 close battle against Valley Falls. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, we expected that to be quite the battle of the game, and it was. Like I said, last time we played them, in the last year, it was a triple overtime game, so you started wondering if we were heading that way a lot during that game. But I was really proud of how our girls defended that game for the most part. Our team defense was pretty good, holding the 28 points because our offense wasn't clicking that night. But to grind out a game where your offense isn't going and get the win at the end was big. That was one of the first games we felt like we kind of hung our hat on our defense. And that kind of carried us to the end of that one and being a good Valley Falls team. They played a heck of a game, too, but it was a battle all night. But I was really proud of how we defended that night, for sure.
Yeah, Coach, talking about your defense, what specifically about your defense was so successful against Valley Falls?
No, our health defense was pretty good. Our on-ball defense was okay. They had a player, Kirkwood, have a heck of a night. We tried to limit her a little bit, but we did a good job on several of the other players defensively. So we didn't give up too many offensive rebounds. That was okay. So blocking out's been okay. I could probably always get a little bit better, though. So, I was pretty proud of just how our team defense as a whole, we helped early. We closed out well. We forced them into some tough shots, some that they hit. But overall, when you can hold a team to 28 points, you feel like you have a good shot to win that game.
And, Coach, now 5 wins in a row for you guys. You guys have allowed less than 35 points in all 5 of those games. What is it about this defense that is so bought in?
Yeah, I mean, we have several girls that can guard different positions, which helps a lot. So when we sub, we got girls that can defend inside, defend outside. We're okay with some of our inside players defending the perimeter. So the fact that we can match up several of their plays helps a lot. And then our efforts have been really good all year. So being able to have that effort, our steals are way up from where they were last year. So we're getting passing lanes, our on-ball defense, we're pressuring a little bit more. And our girls are smart. We have girls that we bounce back and forth different defenses several times out of game. So our girls are smart, and that helps a lot. But, yeah, we haven't – all year I think we've only given up more than 40 points in our 2 losses, actually. So, our defense has been pretty solid all year, and sometimes that needs to carry you through when your offense isn't clicking.
And you guys followed that up with a 45-18 win against Maranatha a couple of days ago. So in that one, you guys had a little bit of everything going, including your offense.
Yeah, we forced a lot of turnovers, which helped the guys. It got us out and running a little bit. Our transition offense was pretty good. So, we kind of did both things pretty well that game, offensively and defensively. Again, I thought our on-ball defense was pretty good, and we didn't give up hardly any offensive rebounds. So when you do that, you got a good chance to win. So I was real proud how we started that first-round tournament game. And it's going to be a long week now with 2 games in 3 days after this, but I think our girls can handle it. We're in a good place right now, and we're competing really well.
And then Thursday evening, as you briefly mentioned, you guys play in the semifinal matchup against Bishop Ward. What's some things you know about that squad?
Yeah, they can flat shoot the ball. I think in the first round game, they hit 11 threes. They put the ball up and they can hit. So they can go on some big runs real quickly. They've worked with competitive for a long time. They just went on a run hit some outside shots. So they got several girls that can shoot the ball. So we're going to have to defend the 3 really well. And then we're going to have to transition really well and try to score before their defense gets set. Those defense looks pretty good on Monday. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting game, too, being that it's an 8-10 tip time. And so it's going to be a real late night for us. But hopefully our girls are focused and ready. And if we defend the 3 well, I think it'll be a nice competitive game. But they can flat shoot the ball. So several girls that can do it really well.
Should be a lot of fun. Thanks, Coach. Really appreciate it here today and on Locker Room Chat.
Thanks so much, sir.
That was Moorhill Mount Academy girls and basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.